You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy's head of Mike from East Bridgewater.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Kenny.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that, of course, is a loss for you. Kennedy's record on the big board. 6,226 wins, 453 losses. Are you ready, Mike?
I am ready.
Creed covered U2's Where the Streets Have No Name during a show in Memphis. Who was the lead singer of U2?
Bono.
Pete Davidson got a quote from Dave Chappelle tattooed on his chest when he was 19 and quickly realized it was a bad idea. He covered it with a giant shark. Pete Davidson famously dated Ariana Grande, and Ariana actually sang about Pete in many as sings about
she
Pete.
She sang. She don't sing. She sings.
Sings about Pete and many of her other exes on one of her songs. Can you name that song?
Thank you. Next.
The Galacticus popcorn bucket being sold for Fantastic Four First Steps set the record for the world's largest commercially available popcorn bucket. It was selling for $80. Pedro Pascal plays the lead role in that film, which still airing HBO series is Pedro Pascal on?
The Last of Us.
It's a good movie. I saw it yesterday. I did not see the Galacticus bucket, though. I looked for it.
Were you going to drop 80 beans on it?
I just wanted to look at it, at least. I might have thought about it just for the clicks. Question number four. Happy Gilmore 2 just set a new record for Netflix for the biggest U.S. opening weekend of all time for an original movie. In the original Happy Gilmore, why is Happy trying to raise money?
He's trying to buy his grandmother's house from the bank.
Question number five. The director of Inception, Oppenheimer, and the Dark Knight trilogy turns 55 today. Who is he?
Martin Scorsese.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh, I didn't even think you were going to pause there for a second.
Mike, I understand you are working at a golf course today?
Correct, yes.
What do you do there?
I work on the grounds crew, trying to stay cool today.
Oh, bless.
Yes. Big bucket hats, lots of water, big hose.
Lots of water.
Kennedy, Mike got 4 out of 5.
Nicely done, friend.
These are tough.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yep.
Creed covered U2's Where the Streets Have No Name during a show in Memphis. Who is the lead singer for U2?
Bono.
Tied at 1. Pete Davidson got a quote from Dave Chappelle tattooed on his chest when he was 19 and quickly realized it was a bad idea. He got it covered with a giant shark. Pete Davidson famously dated Ariana Grande, and Ariana actually sings about Pete and many other exes on one of her songs. Name the song.
Thank you, next.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. The Galacticus popcorn bucket being sold for Fantastic Four First Steps set a record for the world's largest commercially available popcorn bucket, selling for $80. Pedro Pascal plays the lead role in that film. Which still airing HBO series is Pedro on now?
What's that called? Crap. The Last of Us?
Tied at 3. Happy Gilmore 2 just set a new record for Netflix for the biggest U.S. opening weekend of all time for an original movie. In the original Happy Gilmore, why is Happy trying to raise money?
To save his grandma's house.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. The director of Inception, Oppenheimer, and the Dark Knight trilogy turns 55 today. Who is he?
Christopher Nolan?
Not Martin Scorsese. That is correct. It's pretty good, Kennedy. It's like a hole in one. See what I did there? Like, Mike, you were just
there
off
you go.
Did you see Happy Gilmore? Did you see Happy Gilmore 2, Mike?
I have not seen it yet. My wife and I are going to watch it on Friday, I think.
Save your time.
I thought it was good.
All right. Well, you don't get the cash, Mike, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Mike from East Bridgewater, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy. You can't beat her. She's gonna school you, sucker. You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Make this summer a Subaru summer and a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Carly from Easton.
Hi, Carly.
Good morning.
We kick Kennedy out.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Everybody's so polite.
Thank you. You too.
I like it when you say, go and get, Dan. All right, here we go, Carly. She's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening on the show right now. There are 5 questions. Answer more of them correctly, then Kennedy, you win. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
I am ready.
If you can believe it, Hannah Montana turns 20 next year, and Miley Cyrus says something special is in the works. Which channel did Hannah Montana air on?
Disney Channel.
Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau were spotted in Montreal on Monday, walking through a park and then having dinner. There's no word yet if there's anything more than them just being friends. What is Justin Trudeau's former job title?
Prime Minister.
All right, I heard somebody in the background. Who's that?
That's my husband, Wayne.
Wayne?
Yes.
What's up, Wayne?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Question number 3. Kate Bush, 67 today. Her most well-known song is Running Up That Hill, which originally came out in 1985, but peaked at number 3 in the charts in 2022 because of a TV show. Which one?
Stranger Things.
Hulk Hogan's ex-wife, Linda, is struggling with his death, saying he was the only man for her. Hulk Hogan famously body slammed one of the largest human beings to ever live at WrestleMania 3, who also starred in The Princess Bride. Who is he?
Andre the Giant.
Didn't need Wayne for that one, did we, Carly?
Nope. No, I did not.
Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas were spotted holding hands in Vermont on Sunday. What is Vermont's state's nickname?
The Green Mountain State.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Why did you say that like Ron Burgundy?
Because she's just kind of making it up, I guess.
The same reason we always say things like that, yep. Because we don't know what we're saying.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Carly got 5 out of 5.
Oh, my gosh.
With an assist from her husband, Wayne.
A couple.
Yes.
I think he only helped with one.
He answered 5, 100%.
Oh. No, just...
Excuse you, he answered one.
That's right. You got the other 4, didn't you, Carly? You let Dan know.
I did. Thank
Dan,
you.
Are you being sexist?
Yeah.
I'll find out come question 5.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
That's what I hear.
Dun-dun-dun.
Executive producer, Dick Wolf.
I'm so here for it.
If you believe it, Hannah Montana turns 20 next year, and Miley Cyrus says something special is in the works. Which channel did Hannah Montana air on?
The Disney Channel.
Astronaut Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau were spotted in Montreal on Monday, walking through a park and then having dinner. No word if there's anything more than them just being friends, though. What is Justin Trudeau's former job title?
He was the Prime Minister, excuse me, of Canada.
Kate Bush, 67 today. Her most well-known song is Running Up That Hill, which originally came out in 1985, but peaked to number 3 in the charts in 2022 because of which television show?
Stranger Things.
Hulk Hogan's ex-wife Linda is struggling with his death, saying he was the only man for her. He famously body slammed one of the largest human beings to ever live at WrestleMania 3, who also starred in The Princess Bride. Who is he?
Andre the Giant.
Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas were spotted holding hands in Vermont on Sunday. Kennedy says it was in Woodstock.
It was. That's where I read.
What is Vermont's state nickname?
Oh, no!
It's going to be a Subaru summer.
Vermont is for lovers. Oh, no, that's Virginia.
That's Virginia.
That's where I was.
Granite.
No, that's New Hampshire. That's New Hampshire.
Don't laugh at me like you knew.
I did know, but it's a weird reason that I know.
Nope, I will never get it.
All right. Question number 1, you said Disney Channel. That is correct. Prime Minister of Canada, yes. Stranger Things, of course. Andre the Giant, yes. The Green Mountain State.
The Green Mountain State. Yes. All right.
The Green Mountain State.
Wow. Well
5-4 is the final score. Carly, with an assist from Wayne, gets the dub. Yes. You get the money.
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Yes. Hashtag suck it, Sal. You won yourself $100. And you also won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Nate Bargatze. He's going to be at the TD Garden August 9th and 10th. There's a third show at August 9th at 3 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. These tickets are for the 3 p.m. show on August 9th. So you enjoy that, okay?
That's awesome. That's why I played.
This was a lucrative phone call for you guys then.
Yes, it was.
And Kennedy.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to Carly and to Wayne?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Carly and Wayne.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Kennedy, say hey to Courtney from Hanover.
Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Another polite person, Dan.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of polite listeners.
We do. Okay. Kennedy's gone. Five trivia questions, all pop culture things. You answer more than right than Kennedy, you win the money, okay?
All right.
You ready? You nervous?
I'm ready. No, I'm confident.
There we go. That's what I want to hear. Justin Bieber's new song, Go Baby, isn't just a sweet shout out to his wife, Haley. It might actually help save a life. Its tempo is in the CPR sweet spot of 120 beats per minute. Another song often associated with CPR is Staying Alive. By which group?
The Bee Gees.
President Trump will return in the next episode of South Park, but it won't air until next Wednesday. What is the name of the South Park character who routinely got killed as a gag in many episodes?
Kenny.
Billie Eilish's older brother and producer turns 28 today. What's his name?
So can you repeat that?
Billie Eilish's older brother and producer turns 28 today. What is his name?
I don't know.
Brad Pitt has begun filming his Once Upon a Time in Hollywood spinoff, The Adventures of Cliff Booth. In 2004, Pitt starred in a movie based on Greek mythology. Name the movie.
Troy.
Question number five. Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson claim they're just friends, but a source says they have a budding romance. Did not see that one coming. They are the co-stars of which new movie hitting theaters Friday?
Not Lethal Weapon. Oh my God, what's that other movie? Naked Gun?
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Courtney, I understand you're a camp nurse.
I am.
Do you want to shout out your camp?
Camp Warndale in Plymouth.
Cool. What's that all about? Do you have archery?
We don't have archery. No, but we do have tubing and kayaking.
Okay. You'd be seeing a lot more kids in the nurse's office if they had archery.
Yes, no archery.
Courtney got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber's new song, Go Baby, isn't just a sweet shout out to his wife, Haley. It might actually help save a life. Its tempo is in the CPR sweet spot of 120 beats per minute. Another song often associated with CPR is Staying Alive by which group?
The Bee Gees.
Yeah, I don't know that the Go Baby song works just yet. The idea is that it's a song that everybody knows.
Yeah.
Like, just saying that this song works.
I think it was the Red Cross that said it, not me.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Probably some Bieber fan that works at the Red Cross. Who was the only person that's heard that song so far. Tied to one, question number two. President Trump will return in the next episode of South Park. Kennedy told me they've been going after him pretty funnily.
Guys, I've never laughed so hard in my life.
It won't be on until next Wednesday, Kennedy. What is the name of the South Park character who routinely got killed as a gag in many episodes?
Kenny.
Tied at two. Question number three. Billie Eilish's older brother and producer, 28 today. What is his name?
Phineas.
It's about time that guy does something with his life. Tweet at two. Question number four. Brad Pitt has begun filming his Once Upon a Time in Hollywood spinoff. It's called The Adventures of Cliff Booth. In 2004, Brad Pitt starred in a movie based on Greek mythology. Name the movie.
Troy.
4 to 3. Question number five. Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson claim they're just friends, but a source says they have a budding romance.
So here for them being happy.
That's a cute couple, Kennedy.
Oh, my God.
They're the co-stars of which new movie hitting theaters this Friday?
Why is it out of my head? Naked Gun. The Naked Gun.
That is it.
Have you seen the trailers for that?
Yes.
Not yet.
I don't think it's going to be very good.
Happy Gilmore 2.
Did you ever see the first one? It wasn't very good either, but it was funny.
What?
It's not a good movie.
The Naked Gun?
Yeah. I mean, there are funny parts.
Naked Gun's a classic.
Yeah, the Naked Gun's great.
What are you talking about?
Okay, we need to decide what does good movie mean. It's
Naked
not
Gun
a good movie.
Naked Gun is a classic.
It's a classic.
Happy Gilmore, classic. Happy Gilmore 2, awful. Naked Gun 2, going to be awful.
This isn't Naked Gun 2. This is like Naked Gun 57. Naked Gun 2, terrible.
Naked Gun 33 and a third was not as bad either.
Get out of here.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Just saying.
Leslie Nielsen is a national treasure.
5-4. Kennedy gets the win. Courtney, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a pair of tickets to see Katy Perry August 8th at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, okay?
Well, that's exciting. Thank you.
That is exciting.
Super exciting.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Courtney, and I'm from Hanover, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.